When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Christmas tree at the Christmas party house. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Welcome back to the Junkies Holiday Show. We are on the road at BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge. You still have time to come down and join us here. Thanks again to Richmond John for the amazing live music, the ins and outs. We appreciate that. Sounds great. Sounds very festive.
Should we give the update on the breathalyzers?
Yeah, Lieutenant Pollard from Fairfax Police has been nice enough to administer the breathalyzers.
Yeah, he's awesome.
We're going to go from lowest to highest.
Okay.
I think that's the only fair way to do it.
Right. We should say he's a super P1.
That is true.
Really appreciate him.
Thank you,
Lieutenant
Pollard.
He's listened to the show for a long time.
Yes.
Really good guy.
Correct.
Giving us these breathalyzers.
All right, Jason.
Can you read my writing?
I can read your writing, yes. Jason is at the bottom. Jason's number, I don't know how this is even physically possible, 0.000.
He's just nursing his drink. That's
triple
all.
Right. Zero.
All right. Here's how you can describe it. Here's
across
this Bloody
board.
Mary from 6 o'clock.
Yes, correct.
How much do you think he's had?
I mean, that's like maybe
an ounce.
Maybe a third.
I'm going to finish it. It made me feel better. I had a headache.
Bro. And then here's his other drink.
Well, they just gave it to us.
That is the new drink that was just delivered. That is Bish's Bourbon Wonderland, Buffalo Trace Whiskey, Frangelico, Bailey's, and Simple Syrup. So that is our fare for the 8 o'clock hour?
Hey, I told Lieutenant Pollard, I got to drive back to Loudoun County.
His brother's
at
Scott.
What time?
He
what do you
for
have?
Kansas.
Yes.
What do you have on Friday?
Huh?
What do you have on Friday, Bishbox?
He doesn't want to be stuck in traffic.
No, but I understand.
I just have to drive, so I don't want to get too hammered.
I'm with you. All of us have to.
And you know what? I got a Christmas party tonight. I got to go to another Christmas party.
All right, so Jason's at a 0.000.
I'm going to finish this, by the way.
EB is coming in at second at a 0.021.
Right, thank you. Keeping it mellow. Thank you.
That's like he's had one drink.
I am third. My number currently is a 0.051.
All right. You're getting up there.
Now, technically, I think I'm legally allowed to drive, but I should not be driving.
Slightly impaired.
Like, I'm impaired, but I should not be behind the wheel. Like, again, we stress to you, if you've had too much to drink this holiday season, call a cab, call an Uber, call a friend, do whatever you have to do. Don't get behind the wheel. Leading the clubhouse right now, JP is running away with the competition. He is at a 0.117.
Damn,
this guy.
Hammered.
Look at that. Lock this guy up.
Hammered.
He's an offender. But again, he's not driving, so it's all good. We are in the safe environment here at MGM National Harbor. So we'll keep you updated on those numbers throughout the show.
All right, Drabby, are we going to go around and see if we get – you want to go with a mic and see if people have –
I think we're going to do our drunken parlay.
Yeah,
so what we're going to do is we're going to do our picks, and then if – out there in the audience, if you guys have a play or a tingle or something you love, try to sell us on it, and we'll make you like the fifth pick in the drunken parlay.
Whatever one you guys like the most, we'll crowdsource it.
Yeah.
We'll add theirs.
Yeah.
We'll hear from a few of the drunkards out here.
We can't take Gus Edwards from last night, right?
No.
You cannot take Gus Edwards, who found the end zone twice last night.
All right, so
if
Jason,
you want, you could probably go up to the BetMGM Sportsbook, and they probably have a sheet for you if you want some plays or something.
I would assume
ask them.
That's the case.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Jason, why don't you go first? Why don't you lead off?
All right. So there are some big games this weekend. We've already kind of talked about it, but obviously the Commanders-Eagles. The Giants-Falcons game is big, but they're also still chasing the Commanders for that last wild card spot. They made a quarterback change. They're going from Cousins to Penix. All right. So I don't have any expectations for Michael Penix. All right. Great college quarterback. He can sling it. Got a really strong arm. He's accurate. And I just think that the Falcons offense is going to come to life a little bit against the Giants. And I think he's going to hit Drake London for a touchdown. Hmm. Not sure what the number is, but I think we can check that in a second. But I'm just buying into to Michael Penix, and that offense is going to be a little bit more explosive than it was with Cousins, because Cousins was dreadful.
Hey, go easy on my guy Kirky. That's my guy.
One touchdown pass, 9 picks in his last 5 weeks.
It's hard to defend at this point.
So Michael Penix is going to be better than that. Drake Leonard's my guy.
All right. JP, what do you got?
All right, so believe it or not, the last couple of weeks, Aaron Rodgers is playing a little better. And
that's a .117. That's, hey, you know what? It's a hazard of this show. Sometimes you're gonna misstep and misspeak.
And if you look at his
if
you look at his last 5 weeks, he only has one touchdown. But this is more of a tingle play. He's a guy who is actually in the rumor mill as a potential Commander's target.
I know
next
you're talking
season.
About. I know who.
Who
this
am
guy
I talking
is.
About, Cakes?
You ever hear of Garrett Wilson?
Garrett Wilson from the New York Jets. I'm going to ride with Garrett Wilson this week in the touchdown parlay.
All right, I'm going to go next. I have a guy who scored 2 touchdowns last week. This team has to rely on this running back because the quarterback's a little bit shaky. That's Kyler Murray. Mm. James Conner scored twice last week. He gets the Carolina Panthers this week. That Carolina Panthers defense is marshmallow soft. I think Conner finds the end zone at least once. Here are his last 3 games. 17 carries for 68, 18 for 90, 16 for 110 yards. 2 end zone trips against the New England Patriots.
Right.
I think he finds the end zone at least once against Carolina. He's in the parlay.
I like it.
Throw him in.
All right. You know me. I'm always going to take a Commander if I can. It's kind of daunting, though, when you look at the stats. I mean, defensively, you don't realize, but the Eagles have the number one ranked pass defense, Cakes. Did you realize that? I didn't know that.
Mitchell is a shutdown corner as a rookie.
I mean, they're top 5 in rushing defense. So I wanted to go Terry, just continue the heater, but it's a little scary to do that. So there's no good options here. I will take B-Rob. I'll just take our guy, B-Rob, to score. They get the ball 21 times. Struggled a little bit last week. Didn't get a great yards per carry. But maybe he'll find the end zone. This is literally a heart pick because I don't feel super confident about it. But
pick
I'll take
with the ticker.
Yeah, I'm picking with the ticker.
Ticker pick.
All right. What about Drabby? What do you got for the boys behind the glass? Do you guys have a consensus or?
All right, Drab is out and about
I'm
in the crowd here.
The producers are not doing a play. The fifth play is going to be from listeners.
Okay.
If you have one, come join me over here because I can't be in front of those speakers. Yeah. It'll feedback.
All right, has everybody got a?
We got one right here.
All right. The
first one up here. What's your name, man?
Kevin.
Kevin, all right, what
from
do you got, buddy?
Kevin, long-time listener of the show. Appreciate you coming out.
Long-time listener. My dad started listening in 2000 when he was finishing up his military service.
His dad is
Thank you for your service.
By the way, his dad is a full-blown D-gen. He's in the poker room more than I am, and I'm in there a lot. So that guy.
How does he fare?
He does well. I think he's cashing like 2 of the last Cakes Classics.
Have you ever taken out Cakes in the Cakes Classic?
Hasn't yet. Though, you know what? Cheap plug, January 1st, New Year's Day. First Cakes Classic of 2025.
Ooh.
It's right around the corner. So hope to see you and those D-gens back there, Matt, Lee Childs, all those D-gens, they'll be there.
Huh. All right, what do you got?
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans?
He's played 10 and a half games this year. He's already got 9 touchdowns. He scores just about every game.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield's trying to get him to that 1,000 yards. He's already got 1,000 yards 10 years in a row, trying to get him the 11th year. He knows he's going to feed him. He's going to get at least 10 targets. Mike Evans, easy play.
Who do they have this week?
Dallas.
Is that game in Dallas?
Yes, it's in Dallas.
Sunday Night Football.
I think he's a Dallas guy. I think he's from, like, Dallas.
Might be. Yeah,
oh,
you love those kind of angles.
Homecoming game. Homecoming game narrative.
And he had a
that.
Bomb game last week.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like that.
All right, well, keep it in mind. Anybody else?
Like
anybody else want to try this? Because I do like it.
I got Mike Evans. I like that pick.
All right, what do you
What's
got?
What's up, boys?
Hey,
right.
buddy.
I'm thinking Jonnu Smith this week, plus 150.
All right.
Give us Jonnu a little rationale.
Smith,
Give
last
us rationale.
2 weeks, last 2 weeks gets in the end zone. Tua's really trying to get the ball away quick, and Tyreek hasn't done anything. So he needs to find Jonnu against the 49ers,
yeah.
against Lurch's team.
I think Jonnu Smith, I'm pretty sure he's like a top five or top six ranked tight end in the league this
yeah,
year.
He's having a really
He's
good
had a
year.
Really big role.
What did he say the number is, plus 150? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I mean, he's got 740 yards. He's got six touchdowns, 70 catches.
He's been a big part of that offense.
Why is Tyreek – why are his
I think they're just
–
they're passing the ball, like, in shorter windows, and that benefits guys like Jonnu Smith instead of Tyreek, who's yeah. generally better downfield. That's solid analysis for a guy who's teetering on the legal limit.
He's saying Tua's questionable. Is Tua questionable? I don't even know.
Yeah, but he'll play. Yeah, I think he's got a hip play. Injury.
He's got a hip?
All yeah.
Right. All right. Anybody else? Okay, hit up Drabby if you've got another.
Got another
there you go,
guy
over Come here. On.
Drabby, you got to work the crowd
over
here,
to the
buddy.
Side. Drab's got to get some cardio, getting the picks in.
Yeah, we got one back.
Cardio.
Yeah,
I mean,
what's your name?
It's extra
My
steps.
Name's John Olson, Alexandria.
Hey, John. How are you,
what's
buddy?
Up, good, guys. Good. We're going to go with Kyren Williams. He didn't score last week. He had two touchdowns the week before. Mm-hmm. They're going against the lowly Jets. I cannot see the Rams not running the ball down the Jets' throat. Kyren Williams.
He is a touchdown machine.
And he's got 12. Yeah. And it's a big game for the Rams.
That guy's got 12.
Yeah,
12.
Got 12.
Jeez.
He's got a casual 12 tutties.
EB, as a Commanders fan, are you sweating the Rams a little bit?
I mean, I don't know. I don't worry about the other teams. I just worry about us doing our thing, to be honest with you. So, no.
Should Commanders fans be sweating the Rams?
Again,
well, don't we have a tiebreaker over them or something?
Well, the Rams, if they win the division, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because right now they're leading the NFC West. So you just want them to win the division.
Right.
The team you are worried about is Atlanta. That's right. The team you're worried about.
Who we have head-to-head. So,
yep.
you know, it's all in our hands. All right, what do you got, John?
We got one more. One all more,
right.
at least.
All right.
All right, this is Mick from Laurel.
What's up?
EB's favorite town.
Sorry to hear that.
Nubby, no.
How many porno stores near your house?
Yeah, I live Those right are... off the parkway in that first neighborhood, Russet. Luckily, we got none. So.
Okay, all right.
Those are out of business at this
yeah,
point.
They're out of yeah.
You ever heard of the internet?
I don't know.
Nobody's buying DVDs anymore.
I haven't been to Laurel in, like, 20 years.
Or you were buying VHS tapes.
I wasn't the only one.
Colossal combos.
I wasn't the only one.
Well, right? Were those 6-hour blickies?
Yeah, those thumbnails can get you in trouble sometimes.
Looking at the Lions-Bears game this week, I love Amon-Ra. It's about even money just because Montgomery goes down last week. He's probably done for the whole season. And if you watch Amon-Ra, they like to flex him and run him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, you know, pass catch, run catch. But I like Amon-Ra anytime touchdowns about even money this week against the Chicago Bears at 1 o'clock.
Look at this guy, Ben Johnson Jr. over here breaking down the Lions offense. I love it.
Looks like Ben
I love
Johnson
it.
Too, doesn't he?
It's great.
All right, which one do you like the best?
You know what? Why don't we put them all in?
You want to put them all in?
We got
one more.
Got
back
another
there,
one back by the bar, Drabby.
All right, let's everybody watch Drab.
So you're going to make like a 10-game parlay?
Yeah, why not? Who
I cares? Mean, it's impossible or to hit when it's five parlay. Or six legs. Yeah. Why not throw some extras in there?
Big John pass. Oh, look at John. Oh, my God. Look.
Is that a bit or is that real? Like,
no, dude,
I
look
think
at
that's
it.
Real.
Oh,
oh,
my God.
He came too.
Oh, he woke up.
Oh, man.
Happens all the time.
All right, Drabby, what do you got?
Hey, this is Mike from Prince Frederick.
What's up,
and
Mike?
I'm going to preface this by saying this is a long shot, okay?
All right.
But hear me out. Trey McBride.
Yep.
He doesn't have a touchdown this
leading
year.
Leading receiver on the Cardinals.
Yep.
Most yards, most receptions.
Okay, that works.
Zero touchdowns this year.
Yep.
True theory.
I got him for 2+ touchdowns
Ooh.
This year.
Oh, my
this
God.
Week. Plus 950. If you want to play it safe, go one touchdown.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to make an emphasis on getting him the ball and getting him his TDs he's deserved all year.
Playing in Carolina.
I think
okay.
Carolina's bad against tight ends, too.
All right,
so
I
that,
like
that seems
like
to
it.
Make sense.
I like it.
Let's do, if we're going to do it all, let's just do the one, though. Let's More the chance he's going
to
score two.
To right, me,
no, we'll just do one. Yeah,
do one.
But I say I liked all of their plays. So
all right,
say,
so we'll do
all their
plays.
Are great.
We'll do all the plays.
Put $5 to win like
hold
freaking
up. You
12
like
grand.
Trey McBride for two touchdowns?
No.
We're going to go for one.
Okay.
We'll go
I like one.
I was going to say, he has zero on the year. And did you see what Kyler Murray said about the cold? He's never played in the cold. And they told him he was asked, you know, how do you feel about playing in the cold? He does the quarterback speak, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, how cold is he? He said 30. He's like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, he's a guy from
– How did he not know?
It's going to be 40. Hold on. It's going to be 41. Well, 41 on Sunday.
That's fine.
In Charlotte.
She'll be okay. Weather. It's not going to be 15 degrees.
Well, you just said it's going to be cold. I want to check the weather.
Just telling you what Kyler said.
I'll tell you what. It's going to be cold here.
He seemed frazzled.
All right. We'll punch all those in. We'll take all those. I think everybody's in, right? We'll take all of those. We'll put, I don't know, $5, $10
on it.
It's
going to be like a 9 or 10 game parlay.
I mean, there's no chance it'll hit, but it'll be fun.
We'll place it right here at the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge.
It'll be
right around the corner.
It'll be fun to try.
Let me ask you this. Vinny, you place our bets every week. You ride with the junkies. We hit twice. You're up on the year, right? If you hit twice, you're still up on the year.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He just needs a mic.
Says that if that's the only thing he's betting.
So he's losing on his other stuff. But on our picks, I think he should be technically, he should be up.
Yeah, we're on a
although
cold
the
streak.
Ones that we've hit have been smaller paydays. They haven't been big paydays.
It's more than $10.
Yeah. For sure.
How the Commanders fans are going to go wacky if they beat the Eagles.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we go
then
to break?
Go crazy.
Then we come around. We'll chat up the Commanders game a little bit, and then if we want to get some analysis from people that are here, we'll let them participate too. You like that idea?
Yeah. Are we still expecting a guest at 9?
I don't know.
I think we are.
Maybe.
Is it a special guest or is it?
Those are the expectations.
Sean Springs.
Oh, Sean Springs. Oh well, Sean's not going to post.
That's why I asked.
Sean's butt unreliable.
I love Sean though.
He's a great guy, but he's super unreliable.
He's more
unreliable
than Smoot.
Yeah.
Smoot,
I mean, he might call. Is Sean supposed to show up in person?
I think he's supposed to be here.
No chance.
Probably see the not. CDB?
Yeah.
Sean Springs.
Right there.
No chance.
All right, it's our annual holiday show live from the MGM National Harbor Sportsbook. You can join us till 10 a.m. Back with more right here on The Fan.